Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is Raheemi Harrison Brody on 670 The Score. Happy Football Monday. And I can't believe we're asking this on November 17th. Are the Bears good? They're in first place. How do you like them apples? Somebody scream it from the top of a building. Bears.
Bears are winners. That's what the Bears are. Are the Bears good? I don't know if the Bears are good.
I have no idea.
But they're a winning team. They're a team that gets turnovers. They're a team that can run the ball. They're a team that can win in the fourth quarter. I don't know if they're good, but they win. They're winners, and we should act accordingly.
So hold on. On a scale of Bears confident, I think Bears confidentiality, like if you're saying this in a certain way, the Bears confidence index, is it Bears or is it Bears?
Oh, wow.
Or
is
it it was Bears. On Friday, if you asked Mark Grody. I remember that.
No, it was definitely
Me too.
Bears. And, I will say.
I also thought Jalen Johnson was coming back. Tough scene.
I also thought the Bears should have won by 10. And I know you thought I was getting carried away, but don't sit there and look at me and tell me that you think the Bears should not have conquered that game when they were up 16-3 and should have just run away with it.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. How about
shoulda, coulda, woulda is right. But I shoulda, coulda, woulda been right when I was sitting in here today.
And I knew you were not going to be right. Based on, there was no evidence to say that the Bears were all of a sudden going to be this dominant team that learned how to curb stomp an opponent.
Well, that's true. That's true. And they had their opportunities to do it. But what I did get right was pick the Bears because their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, not particularly good. Now, I didn't know he was that bad, having not seen every single snap that J.J. McCarthy has taken when he has struggled in the handful of games that he's played
fifth
now?
Fifth start.
In his NFL career.
Five.
But my God, I'm pretty sure about that. J.J. McCarthy's bad right now.
I have an answer to Layla's question. The question was, are the Bears good?
Yes.
The answer is very simple. They're good enough.
That's
They're
it.
Good enough to be 7-3 through 10 games.
They
They're
win.
Good enough
They're
to be in position to say, hey, we're in first place all alone in the NFC North. And the way the schedule lays out, we will determine our own fate with 7 games to play.
Other people will have a hand in that fate, but yes. And I said this last night, I do a post-game video. It's basically the digital version of the Bears notebook, because the notebook is now a Google Doc that takes it. I do about 8 pages per game.
Check her out. Where are you on Instagram, by the way? We never give out
at Layla Raheemi.
Watch it. Yeah. Watch it right now.
Or and then
come back
TikTok,
to us.
TikTok, whatever else.
She does her raw emotion, because you do it right after the game, right?
So it's like this time it was a couple hours, because I had a couple phone calls.
Okay, fair enough.
But
Take the North, same thing. We wait a couple
hours. It's also
hours,
like my cheat sheet for this week. But, you know, they say good, better, best. That wasn't this game. This game was did just enough. Cool.
It
was much more Layla style than Ben Johnson style. I'm like, did just enough.
Here's why it was good, better, best. They were good enough to win because they were better than the Vikings, and their best was better than the Vikings' best on a day where neither team was very good on offense.
It's also a tale of life comes at you fast. Kevin O'Connell was coach of the year. You know, let's not forget how we talked about this division last year, where 15 regular season wins was going to have to win the NFC North. And the juggernaut matchup between the Lions, who lost last night to the Eagles. Thanks, Philly. The alliance is complete. And the Vikings were going toe-to-toe over who was going to be the best team in the best division. And that was going to then unfold with a road of flowers and yellow bricks and rainbows to the city of Oz. There was no Oz. Neither team ended up advancing far as they wanted to in the playoffs. And then we saw what happened. Now, the Bears are at the top of the North. They're 7-3. The Packers are next at 6-3-1. Something's up with Jordan Love, as we know. He had to go to the injury tent during the game. The Lions, 6-4, and the Vikings are now 4-6. But to actually get a win on the road in the division, congratulations to Ben Johnson on your first division win. You get a real clap. Congratulations to Ben Johnson on your first road division win.
Very nice.
The previous head coach had one to his name because Thomas Brown owns the one against Green Bay.
Also, congratulations to Ben Johnson on your fourth road win. Oh, by the way, the previous head coach, he had 3 road wins in 22 games.
What's that?
I lied. There's still also a version of the notebook that exists. I write things down.
Bears are winners. That is what they are. We don't know if they're good. You know why we don't know if they're good? Because you guys can't answer this next question. Actually, I can. Are the Bears good enough to win a playoff game? I'll say no right now. That I don't think that this is a team that there is enough evidence collected to say, yeah, that's a team that can win a playoff game. Because that's where we are, guys. The Bears are 7-3, as you said, all alone in this division. They're going to go to the playoffs. The question is, are they good enough to win a playoff? Can they get
that's
to the
point? That's a different topic.
Did you just say they're going to the playoffs? That's a fact.
I'm pretty sure the Bears are going to the playoffs.
You heard it here first, kids.
Yes.
I'm
not going to do like a Cubs thing that the division is
don't
over.
Don't even mention
you
them.
You did it when you said No, I did not.
For those of you who don't know, the last time this happened, Mark declared the Cubs the winner of the division.
I still think the Cubs take this thing and they clinch the division essentially today. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs, 7.5 game lead. See, now I don't
have... What month was that when you said that?
It was May.
I don't have that kind of...
It was either May or June.
I don't have that kind of confidence, but you don't think the Bears are going to the playoffs? You don't think they've got three more wins?
I think they can go to the playoffs.
You don't think they have 3 more wins on them?
I love the people who keep sending us to the picture that I guess is floating around on the Bears Discord, which as far as I understand is a series of tubes. But it's the meme that we were talking about that said from Pirates of the Caribbean, you're without a doubt the worst. And then they Photoshop over 7-3 team I've ever heard of. And somebody put a Bears hat on Jack Sparrow.
Which looks really good.
So you are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
So picture Jack Sparrow wearing that hat. And that's the vibe.
That's amazing. That's actually amazing.
It's so good. I posted it on our Twitch chat, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore.
It is a glorious day today. Like before we get into the minutia of what happened on Sunday, I just want to take a moment and acknowledge the end result. The Bears have won a division game, as Layla pointed out. They are all alone in first place. They are well ahead of schedule of what anyone was predicting for this team. I hope the city of Chicago, the fan base for the Bears, can just have this day, just like Ben Johnson talks about, a victory Monday. We're going to celebrate for 24 hours. I hope everyone really just takes this in. It could be fleeting. It could be. They could lose Sunday at home to an Aaron Rodgers-less Pittsburgh Steelers team. But right now, the focus is on the fact that the Bears are in first place all alone.
No doubt. No doubt. And there was good along the way, too. I'm not acting like there wasn't a 15-play, 74-yard, sick drive to put the Bears up 7-3 at one point where you're running left and right, where Caleb hits Burden, Kmet, and Loveland. And I think you mentioned it backstage, Marshall. I think it was on that drive where you had the 6-spin move on the safety blitz by Jay Ward. Like, that's the best quarterback move of the year, I think. Caleb eluding that sack.
He did it several times, again, because this has become kind of part of his tool belt, if you will, his Batman-like utility belt. I'm just going to pull this out. And where did he go?
Unbelievable.
Where did he go? You know the thing where people are like talking to Batman, they turn their back to Batman, and Batman's gone?
Poof.
That's what Caleb Williams is.
What
right
about
now.
The Spider-Man meme where they're looking at each other? Do I have to explain that to you again?
Is this us living in the know?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This segment of Rahimi Harrison Grody is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today as we continue to talk about this Bears win. So I did some research in my real notebook.
She's got the notebook out, Marshall.
It's a diary.
I can see it.
Read to us, Layla.
Yes.
I shall not read to you from my diary.
So,
I am Layla Rahimi.
How rare is an NFC North road win for these recent Bears?
Leather-bound book, by the way.
It is. It's got stickers on it. One of them is Kevin from The Office. I love Kevin.
Please read to us.
The last win, as we know, on the road was in to end the 2024 season, but it was on the 5th of January of this year. That was the 24-22 win over Green Bay on the road, which I needed, mercifully stopping the 10-game losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
The one before that was in the very building that they just won. It was at Minnesota, a 12-10 barn burner, where the Bears improved to 4-8 on the season. That was the game where Josh Dobbs was intercepted 4 times. Do you remember that, when they needed Josh Dobbs to back up Kirk Cousins?
Wow, that's right. And I want to say DJ Moore scored the game-winning touchdown in that game. Do you have that in your scribble down in your notes?
I don't.
Too?
I was just like, Josh Dobbs, okay. Dang, yeah, that takes me back.
Dobbsy.
And then before that, you have to go back to 2021. At Detroit, 16-14 Thanksgiving win. And who kicked the game-winning field goal? Cairo Santos, a 28-yard field goal. And that win stopped a 5-game losing streak.
And that was in what year? I'm sorry, 2021?
Yes. And 4-7 was the record that they improved to then. And the lead from the AP is this from that story. Matt Nagy still has a job, and perhaps his team has a shot to salvage the season.
They did not salvage the season.
They finished 6-11, and that was the last season that Matt Nagy coached the Bears.
Yet another cautionary
tale. And that's
tale.
It. That's the tales of the Bears divisional road wins.
Is that not cautionary, too, when you bring up Matt Nagy, who was coach of the year and in that 2018 season? My hope is, and I will say, I believe this, that Ben Johnson, like, in all seriousness, because we're all going to struggle to define what this Bears team is all about. The difference, I think, in the 2018 year, the 2001 year, where you had great, thrilling regular seasons and it didn't take, is the head coach and, dare I say, infrastructure that the Chicago Bears have, and them understanding more than his predecessors. He said it in the post-game rah-rah speech. I can't wait to look at the tape paraphrasing this man, because there was a lot that stunk. He didn't say that. But
said a lot to clean up.
A lot to clean up. Those are the words that he said. This coach, not that those coaches didn't understand that a lot of it was magic in 01 and 18. Those are the years I always just love to throw around. But Ben Johnson seems to understand it during the game, right after the game. He'll probably say it when he speaks to the media later on today. There's a lot we got to clean up, so you have a better coach who understands it better. That's why I feel better about this team and the sustainability of it.
I think part of the reason why he's been so effective, Ben Johnson, is that he's communicated so clearly, both in the building and with those of us outside of the building, what the goals are and just how far away they are from reaching the goals and that potential of what they could be. But I'm telling you, as long as he keeps the focus on what they need to improve, there's no one under the illusion that they are good enough to as you put it, Grody, beat a playoff team.
Right.
You know how I know that? Because if you look at the current playoff picture, they've only played one team that's in it, and that's the Lions. And we remember what happened back in week 2.
Well, Philly took care of that. The enemy of our enemy has now become our enemy.
Again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Philly took care of being able to go 3-0 in the division, and the Bears, for them, took care of being able to go 3-0 in their division. And now they square off on Black Friday.
That's
not the promo that Amazon wrote, just so you guys are aware.
It is not.
That didn't do the job.
Theirs is sexy. Their Black Friday promo is sexy.
It's Rolling Stones, and then they're like, the world's going to see this. And then I was like, maybe that's a bad thing. And now I'm like, oh, maybe it's going to be a little bit better than I thought.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of spot on with that. But yeah, that is a Black Friday 2 p.m. game that day.
There's an important question here from 630 Mark Grody. If you want to text us, call us, you can. We're going to take your calls at 1045, 312-644-6767. 630 asks, how many Bears does Ben Johnson get for his first division win?
Zero.
What?
I need another division win. I can't be giving out Bears frivolously for one divisional game.
I just told you how rare they are.
No, I understand, but I have higher standards for Ben Johnson.
Tell her.
I have higher standards than those guys. Like, that's Loserville stuff that we're talking about there. Like, going back to like...
But you have heard of me.
How far we've come where Mark Grody's telling you his standards are way too high to be giving any acknowledgement to a division win.
Sorry, I can't do that kind of stuff here. Like, this Bears, right? Bears, Chicago. I can't just give out a Bear for one little... Like, that's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
TTN.
It reminds me a little bit of, you ready? This is a stretch of a comp. But back in the day, I remember when the Bulls, when they were sucking really bad post-Jordan years, and then they came out with the Jamal Crawford, Tyson Chandler, Eddie Curry year, and they were 4-2, and everybody was like, oh my God, yay, the Bulls are 4-2, this is so exciting. And that's a bad look for Bulls fans, which went through 6 titles in the 90s. And even the national media were like, what's up with Chicago celebrating a 4-2 start? Isn't that fan base better?
I'm not here for this Tyson Chandler slander. Well, I'm not going to do it.
I'm sorry. I thought that team was going to be something. I was there. I covered that team. I thought they were going to be good.
You were wrong.
Well, they got better. They got the Baby Bulls after that, and that was good.
Yeah. Well, it became better, but we never saw Eddie Curry be Eddie Curry. Tyson Chandler certainly had an excellent NBA career.
Yes,
unfortunately,
he did.
Not with the Bulls. Jamal Crawford had an excellent NBA career. Yep. Not with the Bulls. He had all his 6-man awards elsewhere.
That's the voice of Mark Grody. Marshall Harris is here, too. I'm Layla Rahimi. This is Rahimi Harris and Grody as we broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news on the Score, it is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. You heard Robbie Triano with that theatrical open that he produced. Ray Diaz is here as well. We have Brandon Fryer helping us out. You can join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score, or our YouTube stream. What's up to our YouTube crew? Our video team is Connor O'Donnell, Max Curtis, and Jacob Stutz. And you can call us and text us, 312-644-6767. Coming up next, I think it's important to listen to how Ben Johnson also talked about Caleb Williams, not just after the game on the podium, but during the game to Fox's Tom Rinaldi. So we'll examine that as we continue to just ask this simple question. Are the Bears good? What do you think? Let us know next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.